Back with Curtis Ballou. We're ready for the second half. Harlan Hutchinson with Drew Joyce and also Nate Hudson in the studio. 38-27. We have got to get off to a better start in the second half, Curtis, or we could get buried pretty quick.
Yeah, if we started this half like we started the game, it'll be pretty much a mountain to overcome, and it would be definitely tough to do.
You know, with average teams or bad teams, if you get in a hole, you can get out of it. But, man, alive against good teams, it's just a bad idea to get in that hole early because you're constantly looking up, digging out. Grizzly basketball on offense to start the second half. Starting five for both teams are out there. Grizzlies have the ball and their front court ball tipped out of bounds. Trayon will throw it back in bounds for the Grizzlies. Outside it goes. JV and Downey, 8 seconds into the half. Bad pass. Ball is nearly stolen. Picked up by Kyle Germany.
Looks like Lionel was not ready for that pass, but thankfully Kyle had his eyes up.
Trayon with it. Another bad pass cross court, and it's deflected and stolen. 38-27. Norseman passed it a little baseline. Here's Belton with it, the big guy, really big guy. Backs down, walks around, shoots. Partial, no good. It hits side iron, picked up by Germany. Grizzlies run, 3-on-3, all the way in. And Germany hangs and shoots and does not score, but he did get fouled on the play, and he'll shoot too.
I must say, Lionel has done a pretty good job on his matchup tonight, Belton.
That's the second foul on James Locke for NEO. First one is good. Kyle Germany has 7 points. Next try, good. 38-29. At the end of the game, we picked our Dobbs Auto Service player of the game. Free throw line. Step in. Here's a hanging shot off the back. No good. Tipped out. Kyle has it. Go with it, Kyle. It's 1-on-2, but he'll put it on the floor to the right side of the corner. Kyle out to Trayon. Left point back to Trayon. To the right corner. Fake pass. Now Trayon in. Back outside. Downey baseline. Lionel inside. Here's a drive by Paul. No good. Ball tip picked up by Carlos on the tip by Lionel Kamwimba. Trap in the corner. Maybe want to call timeout here. Bounce pass outside. Germany gets a three in the air. Good! And a foul on the play, and the basket counts. A second attempt for a four-point play tonight. That's a big pick-me-up right there. That makes it a six-point game. Could be five. So Kyle Germany comes out, scores all five so far in the second half. Could make it a five-point game, and he does. I will have to retie his sneaker before we can move on. This is a much better start to the half. The Grizzlies have held NEO scoreless first minute and a half, and they've kept that lead down now to five. Abu on the right side. They'll move it back to the point. Trayvon Byrd back to Ronyo Abu. Grizzlies matching up. Dribble over to the left corner now. Let's see if they get it inside. They do. Lionel guarding the big guy. Whistle holding foul on Lionel Kamwimba. Man, you got to lean on the guy or else he'll just run flat over you. And the foul on Lionel is his second. Inbound play. Abu at the point. 2 minutes into the second half. You got to keep the intensity up here. Down low. Belton backs in. Bulls in, bounce across, underneath, trapped underneath, left-hand layup is up and good. That's a very good shot by Caden Carter. His first basket of the night. Now the other end, quick shot, no good, put back good by Lionel Kamwimba, off the miss by JV and Downing. 40-35. Grizzlies down five. Lionel fighting for position down low, and we're going to have a holding foul on Lionel. That'll be his third. So he is tied up down there with big Jarvarsia Belton. And so Lionel will pick up his third foul. And Erzi Hunami will come in. Now who's going to guard this monstrosity down low? Carlos Paul. This will bring back visions of last season for Carlos. Curling over the top. Abu pump fake goes up. Travel with the basketball. Turnover NEO. So now we can cut it down to a one-possession game.
This is definitely the start the Grizzlies needed.
Kyle Germany gets it into Javian. Now he brings it up the right side. We're going to make a three one of these days, I'll tell you what. Trayon dribbles to the right side, steps through, lost the ball, turned it over, trying to do too much. One on them. Instead of a one-on-one, it was a one on them. And them won. Turnover Grizzlies first, second of the half. They have 11 on the game. 40-35. Back come NEO. Left point, James Locke. He has been impressive tonight. He has the ball at the left side. Curls to the baseline. Circles back outside. Gets the ball now to Trayvon Byrd. Down the key all the way. Lays it up and good. Byrd has an 11. Grizzlies on offense in the left corner. Trayvon back around the horn. Erzi. Bounce pass into the high post. Tipped away and stolen. 42-35. On the wing, up fake, dribble baseline, pull up, jump shot for a two, no good. Weak side rebound, down, he got bumped, but holds on the ball in spite of the contact from Trayvon Byrd. Front court pass underneath. Erzi hangs underneath, shoots, no good. Ball tipped away, and again, the big guy changed that shot by Erzi Hunami. Down the key all the way. Here's a hang, shot, no good. Foul on the play, and that will be on Carlos Paul for the Grizzlies. Stops the clock, 16-14 to go with the second half, 42-35. Carlos picks up his third foul, and we're starting to develop a little foul trouble here.
That was one thing the Grizzlies didn't have in the first half.
Well, we'll see what happens here as they put Trayvon Byrd's free throw line. He has had a good night. He makes the first free throw here. He has 12 points. We got a timeout, 16-14 to play, second half. Grizzlies down 8 against NEO, 43-35. Back in a minute on KDY. 43-35, the Grizzlies trail. The Norsemen from NEO, Northeast Oklahoma, A&M. And it'll be NEO at the free throw line here. 16-14 to play in the second half. Trayvon Byrd is the free throw shooter, and it's up and it's good. So 44-35, it's back to a 9-point game, and that was what the Grizzlies spotted them to start the game tonight. 9 points. It was 9-0 before the Grizzlies got on the board. They go back to that zone, that 1-2-2 zone, high post, Ken and Peebles. 17-foot jump shot, straight on, no good. Rebound, saved by Hunami, but into Belton. Nailed me. Come back the other way on three and hold it up to the right corner. A low block, knocked away, stolen, great play that time by Kyle Germany on the steal. Grizzlies back 3-on-2 on the break. Javian goes up, lost his balance and fell, but a foul is going to be called against NEO. Two shots for Javian Downing. 44-35. Javian Downing at the free throw line for the Grizzlies. First try is no good.
That foul was on James Locke, his third.
So the third foul on Locke, and that's good because he has been a very good player for them so far. Free throw good by Javian.
Next in an 8-point game, 44-36.
We're not in terrible shape right now. We just need to play some defense, get some stops, and tighten this thing up a little bit more. In the paint. Wraparound pass to the point. Abu with a three, and it's good. That was not Abu. That was James Locke.
Yeah.
Locke's got 13, 47-36. In the corner, Kendon's got a three. Look, it's off the side iron. High in the air for the rebound, Unami. But it's taken away by NEO. On the left baseline. They'll work it inside with Carter. Turns to the middle, right-hand shot, no good. Pete put back with left hand, no good. And finally put up again, no good. And the Grizzlies finally get possession of the basketball and foul in the backcourt as Kyle Germany finally got a hand on it. How did they not score that time? They had four shots right under the basket.
I'm surprised a foul wasn't called.
Well, ultimately, they did call one on Javargia Belton, and that's his second foul.
If we could get him in foul trouble.
Well, he's been out there for 5 minutes. He's due to come out of the game here pretty soon. Let's see what they're doing here. Looks like a little 1-3-1 zone. Baseline, Kamwimba. Kyle Germany, left point. Right point, Kendon has it. On the wing, open shot for a three. Good! Javian Downey. Kid can really shoot the ball. It's just a matter of confidence and letting it loose. And he made a big one there, 47-39. Sometimes all it takes is one, and you're locked in. Here's a follow-away by Locke for a two, no good. Over the back, good grief. They didn't get Belton over Kamwimba's back, but Kamwimba got the rebound. Grizzlies back with it. Germany right side. Back to the point. Kyle Germany with it. High post. Unami puts it on the deck. Steps back, back on the left side. Free throw line. Urzi beats his man on the drive. Layup is good. Urzi Unami. 47-41,
6-point game.
6 points for Urzi. 47-41, as Curtis just said. It's tightened up. Baseline. Belton works his way inside. Pulls his way up. Goes up. No good. Got fouled on the shot. And that'll be probably be on Kendon Peebles, and it is. Kendon picks up his second foul. Helping out inside.
They have that as his third, Harlan.
Okay. We have more foul trouble than I imagined. We now have three guys with three. Carlos Paul, Lionel Kamwimba, and Kendon Peebles. As I would guess, as soon as Belton comes out of the ball game, as he shoots a free throw here, first one no good. But as soon as he comes out of the game, I would imagine we'll get Lionel out of the game too for a while so we can match up a little bit when he does come back in. Lionel with three fouls right now. Riley Whitaker is in the ball game for the Grizzlies. Lionel Kamwimba, Kyle Germany, Urzi Unami, and Javian Downey. Second free throw for the big guy is good. 48-41. Germany left side, high post, bad pass, but caught by Unami. Another bad pass in, but another good catch by Urzi on the baseline. Up and under, wrap around, right corner. Here's a big three for Whitaker, no good. Rebound high in the air, Lionel Kamwimba. To the point, Javian Downey with it. Back over on the left side to the high post. Putting it on the floor, loose basketball on the deck, and it's going to be picked up by NEO. Thirteen minutes to play. Right wing, up fake, down the lane all the way. Dish it off, two-handed dunk by Masai Graham. He has 10. That time, Locke drew the defense, opened it up. Way open down the middle of the lane, and Graham had an easy dunk. 50-41. Javian Downey at the point, left side. Kyle's got a long three and no good. Wall goes long to the corner. Chased down and bounced off of Urzi Unami. Good hustle play that time by James Locke for NEO. And the Norsemen have it. So, Belton goes out. For NEO, and Kamwimba goes out for the Grizzlies. On the left side, with a 9-point game, low block, and that's got to be an offensive foul, and it is. Masai Graham just put his shoulder into Riley Whitaker and knocked him to the floor.
Thank you.
What was that?
They teed up Graham because he threw the ball at Whitaker. There's a little jawing, I think, going on there.
I'm sure Riley got his part of the conversation in.
That's the third, fourth foul on Graham now.
Good. We needed that. I looked down just for a second and then heard everybody react. And Graham, what was he thinking?
I have no idea.
Come on, Javian. Make a couple here. First free throw is good.
I guess that's why I'm here, Harlan, to be your eyes.
Well, I need that. My eyes are getting worse. 50-42. This could make it a 7-point game again for Javian Downey, and it's good. And we get the ball here. So they'll take Masai Graham out of the ball game. So suddenly he has four. If he counts as a personal foul. Grizzlies against the NEO zone defense. Top of the circle. Urji Hunami. Thought about a three and now kicks it across. Bounce pass, low block. Carlos Paul turns to the middle. Up fake. Triple team, double team. Stole it away. Turnover. Up the floor they come. One on one. Block steps through. Right hand layup. Good. That was a missed opportunity right there. We didn't even get a shot. Gage Pitts. Lob over the top to Riley Whitaker. Free throw line. Urji Hunami backs it up. Riley at the right point, 10 on the shot clock. Dribbles down, bounce pass underneath. Great pass, but it was fumbled out of bounds by Carlos Paul, and that's turnover again. 6.5, 15 for the game. The same thing kind of happened in the game on Saturday night against Morton College. We had some chances. We just didn't take advantage of it. On the right side to the right corner. Set, pop for a three. Wilson, no good. Rebound over the back of Whitaker. Taken down by NEO to the right wing. Ball fake to the right baseline all the way. A right-hand runner off the side iron is good. Albert Wilson. With his second field goal, 54-43. Downey hook pass across. Gage Pitts on the right point. Three ball. Whitaker good. Riley Whitaker. Big shot there for Riley. His first basket. Back to an 8-point game, 54-46. On the baseline. Wrap around free throw line pass. Now out on the right side. Locke has it. He'll back it up. Picked up by Carlos Paul. On the right wing, down the lane. All the way in. That was way too easy. Layup good. By Trayvon Byrd. Someone's got to take a charge there. 56-46. Javian Downey. Over on the right wing, Riley Whitaker. To the baseline, Carlos Paul. Into the post, Trayon. Cross court in the corner. Wide open, Trayon. Get in there, ball. Good! Javian Downey cuts it to a 7-point game again. 56-49. What a difference it is when that three goes in. Man, why? Down the key all the way. Here's a right-hand runner up and good again. Again, way too easy defensively. Trayon tried to take a charge, but the guy worked right around him. That's 17 points for Trayvon Byrd. Front court left side. Trayon drives to the middle, goes up with a shot, and it's good. A foul on the play, and the basket counts. That one spun around, thought about coming out, and decided against it. TGF with the bucket for the Grizzlies. The foul is on Damani Farley, and a timeout on the floor. TGF will be at the line when we come back. That'll be, well, they haven't put it on the board yet, but that foul is on Farley. And we're back in a minute, 58-51. Grizzlies trail by 7. Back in just 1 minute on KDY. Still 9:39 to go in the ball game. The Grizzlies trail NEO 58-51. Trayon Grant Foster has 6 points. He goes to the free throw line and he will shoot one to try and complete a 3-point play. Trayon from Kansas City. His free throw try is no good. Ball comes long toward the free throw line, picked up there by James Locke. Grizzlies back to a zone. Left side, left corner. Wilson traveled with the basketball. As he caught it, a little shake and bake. It's good for chicken. Not basketball. 58-51. They used to make something called shake and bake chicken. You remember that?
No.
Drew does. Shake and bake.
Drew's got a few years on me.
Not many. 58-51. Grizzly ball down 7 at the point. Lionel Kimwimba says, somebody come and help me. Gets it outside to Germany. Cross-court pass. Riley at the right point. Dribbles across. Bounce pass to Lionel. Left elbow. Riley's got a 3 at the right point. Good!
This is a 4-point game, 58-54.
ADO's got to be wondering, how are we only ahead by 4? In the left corner, here's a shot for a 3. Now they're ahead by 7. Tobias Rowland with 8 points now. 61-54. Trayon has it. Kyle Germany will circle left now to the right point. High post. Trayon has it. Puts it on the deck between the legs. Goes in, slapped away, out of bounds. Grizzly ball, 12 on the shot clock. Ronyo Abu will come back in the ball game for Tobias Rowland for NEO. Inbound underneath, lob alley. Trayon had it, lost it, stole it away. Lob to the middle, and somebody from NEO got a hand on that. 7 turnovers in the half on the Grizzlies, 61-54. It is really hard offensively to get the ball one place to the other without a hand getting on it. Here's Abu for a 3. That's no good. And TGF high in the air for the rebound. You noticed earlier how high Urgy got on that one rebound early in this half. Here's Kyle Germany at the line. Hook pass across. TGF had to chase it down in the corner. Crossover dribble in the paint. Hook pass back. Kimwimba fakes, shoots, missed it right underneath the bucket, and the rebound taken down by NEO. With a team like, a long team like this, you're always looking out of the corner of your eye. Ronyo Abu to the right wing. Pass low block, wide open, and laying it up and in is Aaron Johnson with his first basket for NEO. 63-54. Still over 7 minutes to go, but we need to make sure we stay within reach here. Free throw line, Kyle Germany, left elbow, follow away, jump shot, no good, too hard. Rebound, Trayon has it for the Grizzlies. And he'll move outside with it. Trayon, Kyle, wide open 3 at the point, good! 63-57. One thing this early schedule is going to do, it's really going to help when we get into region season because the region is just pretty crazy good. Right point, here's a quick 3 good at the other end for the Norseman. And that guy right there, Locke, has really been a pain in the neck. Another 3, he has 18 points. Trayon, inside, Germany playing in the post. What's he doing in there? Feeds it across, feeds it back the other way, and here's a shot blocked. As Lionel Kimwimba went up for the dunk, and he got fouled by Johnson. So he'll shoot 2. The second foul on number 24 for the Norsemen. 66-57, 6:22 to go in the ballgame. Lionel Kimwimba is the shooter. First try, good. Lionel is a great example of if you work on something long enough, hard enough, you can get good at it, even if you're not that good at it. And free throw shooting for bigger players can be problematic, but Lionel really works on his free throw shooting. He's made 3 out of 3. Let's see if he can make 4 out of 4 here. 6:22 to go. Free throw is good. Lionel Kimwimba has 8 points, 66-59. We just got to keep hanging around. Back to the 2-3 zone. Lock at the point to the right wing. They'll penetrate on the dribble. Feed it underneath. Wide open two-handed dunk thrown down by Caden Carter. As he came in on the baseline, they looked opposite, and it was wide open. 68-59. Down by 9. What were we behind by when the game started? Left side, Hunami. Left elbow, Kyle Germany. Gets it to the corner. Javian up fake, back around on the wing it goes. Germany down the lane, feeds it inside. Good catch by Kenton, moves it back outside in the corner. Here's Kyle with another 3, no good. Ball goes to the weak side, pulled down on the rebound, and here they come back the other way. This is Bird, takes it all the way, lays it up and good, and a foul on the play, and he'll get a free throw. Lionel Kumwimba just picked up number four. Carlos Paul in for Lionel. 70-59 with 5:33 to go. And that will put Bird at the free throw line. Boy, he has had a good game tonight. He has 19 points. This would be 20. And no good. 70-59. We need to make a little run at him here pretty quick. Ergy underneath, wide open. Paul, layup, good. Foul on the play, and the basket counts as Carlos slipped behind the defense. He got an easy one, and he got fouled on the shot. So Carlos Paul now with five. They'll get their big guy, Javargia Belton, back in the ballgame. The 6'10". He looks like, he's muscled up like LeBron James. He's a big kid. 70-61. That's the second foul call on Trayvon Byrd. And one free throw here. And it's good by Carlos Paul. 70-62. You know, outside that first 3 minutes of the game, it's been easy.
Yeah.
70-62, 8-point game right now. Free throw line. Byrd has it, guarded by Germany. Crossover dribble to the baseline, leans in, shoots, no good. Foul on the play, though, and Kyle or Riley Whitaker will pick up. That's going to be on Kyle. That'll be his first foul. In the act of shooting, 5:05 to go.
Between Locke's ability to shoot the three and Byrd's ability to drive the ball, they're kind of a dynamic duo for these Norsemen.
They are a problem. Free throw is good. That's 20 points now for Trayvon Byrd. 71-62. And no good. Rebounded by Kendon Peebles. 71-62. Grizzlies come back left to right in the white. Lob pass to Kendon out high. He'll move it outside. They trap out of the zone here. Pass to the middle. Kyle underneath. Here's Paul. Lays it up. Good again. Carlos Paul. 71-64. 4:45 to go. We got to get some stops here. We got to get some stops and get the ball back so we can cut this down some more. Down by seven. Carter on the right block. Posting up. Goes up, slapped away, and a reach-in foul is going to be called on Riley Whitaker. And that'll be a two-shot foul more than likely on Riley. And Caden Carter will go to the free throw line. He started the game tonight. He has 4 points. His free throw is good. Trayon Grant Foster is in for Kendon Peebles. 72-64. And the next one is good. 73-64. Trayon Grant Foster, free throw line. All the way to the hoop, stops, turns, fade away, right hand, baby, shot, no good, got it back, no good, foul on the play, and he'll shoot two. That'll be on the big guy, Javarian Belton.
I think that's his fourth. No, third.
Lionel will check back in for the Grizzlies as Trayon goes to the free throw line. 4:17 to go, we're down by nine, make it eight. I don't know what has happened, but our free throw shooting has improved greatly over the span of a week.
I'm not complaining.
The second half, we are 10 out of 12. Next try for Trayon. Good. '73-66. We keep hanging around, but we got to get the ball. We have to get some stops. At the right point. Oh, in the right wing. Luck for a three. It's in and out. And the rebound. Trayon Grant Foster. There's one stop. Let's see if we can convert at the other end. Trayon puts it on the deck all the way. Puts up a runner. No good. But a foul on the play. And he'll shoot two with the clock stopped at 3:56. That'll be the first foul on Damani Barley for NEO. Trayon back to the line. He just made a couple. He has 8 points tonight. Free throw try here. No good. Right now, the Grizzlies have Riley Whitaker, Trayon Grant Foster, Kyle Gervity, Javian Downey, and Lionel Kamwimba. Next free throw, no good. 0 for 2. Man. Still down 7. 3:50 to play. Handling the ball out front. Tobias Rowland. Lob pass inside. Belton has it. Guarded by Lionel. Oh, and a whistle travel violation. Turnover on NEO. Belton was going to toss the ball out to the wing, but as he backed up, the guy moved, and that caused a little bit of a shuffle in his step. Still in it. 3:34 to go. Javian Downey, Kyle Germany. Tell you what, a three would really make it more interesting, wouldn't it? Here's Trayon. Down the key, underneath, double-team bounce pass out, whistle travel with the basketball. Trayon lost his balance, fell to the floor, and we'll get Urji Hunami in the ball game, and we'll get a timeout on the court. Full timeout, 3:22 to play. The Grizzlies trail NEO 73-66, and we're back in a minute on KDY. 3 minutes, 22 seconds left in the second half from the Joe Paul Evans Arena in West Plains. 73-66 is the score. NEO with the 7-point lead. And the Norsemen will have the basketball at the far end of the floor. The Grizzlies got behind 9-0 to start the game. And that's basically the difference in the game. Right now it's 7. 73-66. Norsemen play it inbounds with 3:20 to go. Still got a chance here, but it's going to take some really good defense. Lob to the high post, Belton, hook pass down low, layup no good, but a foul's going to be called. Javian Downey's going to get called for that one as they played a little high-low basketball and got the ball down to Trayvon Byrd, who's just had a terrific ball game tonight. Trayvon Byrd has to go to 6'6". He is standing next to Javian, who is 6'3", and they're not even close. So he goes to the line to shoot two. Free throw good. Javian's first personal foul tonight. Javian's had a good second half. He's got all 9 of his points in the second half. He'll make that. No, he has 10. 9 of his 10 in the second half. 74-66. Next free throw is good. And another timeout will be called by the Norsemen. It'll be, it looks like a 30-second timeout. 75-66, 3:11 to go. Grizzlies down, and we're back in 30 seconds on KDY. Well, 3:08 to go and counting. Grizzlies have the basketball. They're down by 9 against NEO, and it's going to be rough making up this difference. Javian Downey near the timeline. Left wing, TGF has it. Popping out, Carlos Paul. Back on the right side, Downey loses his man, takes it in all the way, lays it up and good. Timeout, Grizzlies. That cuts it to 7. 2:49 to go. 75-68. 2:49 left, and we'll take another 30-second break. You're listening to Grizzly Basketball on KDY. 75-68. NEO with the ball and a 7-point lead. At the left point, they're going to fire a 3, and it's good. How about that? James Locke. Man, their guards are good. 3 threes in the half. He has 21 for the game. Kyle Germany dribbles in, bounce pass underneath, Lionel up and under, travel with the basketball. So the Grizzlies turn it over, and with 2:25 to go, it's a 10-point game, 78-68. We're going to have to come up the floor and press and try to make something happen here. Byrd gets it across. They get it in the front court. Byrd has it back at the right point. Coach Jeremy Jackson hollers spread. They want to spread out the floor a little bit. Trayvon Byrd on the left side. Up front. Around the screen. Nearly walked with the ball, but now gets it back. James Locke, he'll step back and shoot another three, and it's good again. Man alive. 81-68 with 1:50 to go. Those guards are just, man alive. Free throw line, bounce pass baseline, and Trayon call for another walk. Tell you what, when you've got about 6'10 waiting for you under the basket, it is tough. Grizzlies now with 19 turnovers. Kenan Peebles comes in for Trayon Grant Foster. 1:38 to go. Lob pass across, and that's going to be a foul on Javian Downey as he tried to intercept the ball intended for Trayvon Byrd. And Javian picks up number two. So the Grizzlies, that will evidently be a 1-1, 19th foul on MSU West Plains. The free throw shooter, Trayvon Byrd. He's got a boatload of points tonight. Free throw is good.
Carlos Paul makes his way into the game, as does Riley Whitaker.
23 points now for Trayvon Byrd. Next try, good. 83-68. Well, we gave it a good shot, but we just couldn't make the big shot or make enough of them or get enough stops, however you want to look at it. Left baseline, Kendon. Cross court, Riley wide open with a three. No good. Ball long to the free throw line. Taken there by James Watt. NEO with 1:14 to go. So the Norsemen are going to win this ball game. They're going to go to 10-2 and nine straight wins. Here's a drive high off the glass. No good, but a foul will be called as James Watt drew some body contact. Stops the clock as Kyle Germany picks up his second foul. And if you're trying to figure out, even with their record, which is now going to be 10-2, how good are they? Well, they beat Coffeyville twice. Here's a free throw, and it's good.
And like you said, these guards that they have, Locke and Byrd, they are good.
They are especially good.
They play off each other well. They're a dynamic duo. I think they have about half their points together.
Oh, easily. And if you play off of them, they'll make the shot. If you guard them, they'll go around you.
Yeah.
Because they're tall, they're quick. Talking about 6'5" guards. They're really skilled. 1 minute to go, 84-68. Next one is good. Locke adds on to his numbers. 17-point game. Darren Combs in the ball game for the Grizzlies from Poplar Bluffs. At a guard, left baseline. Kendon needs help. Gets it to Kamari Vinson. Put pass back outside. Gage pitch. Gage lost it. Stole it away. Pass up the floor. Here comes the dunk. Trayvon Byrd. 87-68. Tom Emmerich in the ball game. Last half minute. He has it in the block. Steps away. Pull up shot. Front iron. No good. Ball comes off. NEO has it with 23 seconds to go. Shot clock is off, and that will be the final score of the ball game. And they'll walk it over the timeline. No reason to foul here. The final is going to be 87-68. An impressive 19-point win for Northeast Oklahoma A&M from Miami, Oklahoma. And we'll go to the break as soon as the horn sounds, and there it is. Grizzlies fall to 6-6. NEO goes to 10-2. We come back in 1 minute for our post game and our Don's Auto Service player of the game here on Hunt Country KDY. Back with Jared Fay here on the post game. Final score is 87-68, which is a little deceiving, but the Grizzlies fell into a hole early of 9 points. That was kind of the hole we were trying to dig out of the entire game, and it looked like for a little while in the second half that we'd be able to get out of it, but we just couldn't get big baskets when we needed. Tell you what, their guards combined tonight, Coach Faye, for 52 points. They are really, really good.
Yeah, Trayvon Bird kid played at Northwest Florida last year, and so they played in the national championship game, transferred there. Their guards are good, and I don't have to tell you how big their team is. I was even scared in warm-ups, just watching them a little bit. But, you know, other than the last few minutes, I felt like we played pretty good. We've been talking about just trying to get better as a team and competing and getting through the times when things aren't going our way. And I felt like we actually did that tonight. And I think our defense was better. I don't know exactly what the rebounding total is, but that's a team that I think is averaging a 29-point-a-game rebounding margin. So, you know, we got some offensive rebounds on them, and I think there's a lot of things for us to build on.
Some things, sometimes, anyway, against a team like NEO, you have to give them a lot of credit because they're long and they play good defense, and they made it hard for us to score at the outset of the basketball game. I guess the next thing for us is to figure out, okay, when this happens, what do we do? Where do we go from here to try to overcome that? Because when you get down 9-0 to a really good team, that is really hard to overcome.
Yeah, it is. And I think it, there's some things that we got to do. We still had some, you know, I feel like really bad turnovers at bad times. And a lot of those buckets, you know, I feel like we did cut it there. We missed some lay-ins. We missed some free throws, opportunities there. But, you know, like I said, I feel like this was actually a game where we grew a lot as opposed to maybe some of the wins we've had. I haven't necessarily felt great about our performance, but I feel pretty good about our group tonight.
I thought in the second half, you know, the first half, we were outscored 15-3 from the three-point line, and we trailed at the half by 11. So in the second half, we shot the ball a lot better. And if you get some consistent shooting, especially if Javian Downey joins that group, he really looked better in the second half. He had 12 points, 11 in the second half tonight. And you got in the game today, you've got to have that three-point component to compete with really good teams.
No doubt. And, you know, Riley Whitaker came in there and hit some big shots for us. I think a lot of things, both Javian and Riley, I think they're really good shooters. I think at times the adjusting to the speed of how fast things are now. So I feel like they'll get better and better. And you know, we got some good news today that I think we'll get Lucas Prala back, and you know, maybe in our next home game, but we'll at least get him back in January. We were worried that, you know, that might have been it for him. I don't know all the medical terminology, but it sounds like, you know, we'll get him back. So we're excited for that.
Well, and that's a big item going toward what you were just talking about with the 3-point shooting, because when the year started, we had guys that could shoot the ball from the perimeter. We had guys that could make threes. But Lucas was a guy that you'd really counted on to really add that component night in, night out.
Yeah, and him just being out there on the court gets the other guys more time to shoot their three-pointers. You know, they're focused on him so much, so it'll help. But I feel like we're growing as a team. We're taking steps in the right direction, trying to figure things out defensively. And things don't get any easier here, going down to National Park, playing them at their place, and we play Parkland. But more than anything, we just want to keep getting better.
NEO was ranked in the top 25 when the year started. They were number 23, and they'll probably be in the top 25 in the next poll. We have done a really good job, I think. We're 6-6, but we've done a good job of getting ready for the region season.
Yeah, no doubt. You know, NEO, I don't know how they're not in the top 25 right now or where they're at, but I think they're right in there with about anybody that we've played, especially from a physicality standpoint. It's a really good team, really well coached, and they got guards you can score to, and they're just a handful.
They really are. Hey, Coach, thank you very much.
Appreciate all right, thanks, Ron.
Jordan, the postgame with Jared Fay here on Hot Country KDY, and now let's go over the scoring from the ball game. First of all, our player of the game for tonight, our Don's Auto Service player of the game for tonight, is Kyle Germany, the Detroit sophomore, finished with 15 points. He led the scoring for the Grizzlies, a 12-point night for Javian Downey. He looked really good in the second half. 9 points for Lionel Kamwemba, 8 points apiece for Carlos Paul and Trayon Grant Foster. Also in the scoring column was 6 apiece, Riley Whitaker and Urji Hunami, 4 point night for Kendon Peebles and 1 for Gage Pitts. NEO got great production. Their two guards combined for 52 points. They each had 26. James Locke and Trayvon Byrd, and Coach Fay was just saying that Byrd was a transfer from Northwest Florida who played in the national championship game last year. So he's been in big games, and he is obviously an outstanding player. but 52 from their guards was too much to overcome. The Grizzlies had 20 turnovers. NEO had 15. And from the line, the Grizzlies were okay tonight. They were 17 out of 24. Final score again, 87 to 68. And our next broadcast will be Friday night from Hot Springs, Arkansas, where the Grizzlies will play National Park College. And that'll be at 7 o'clock start time here on KDY. Until then, for Drew Joyce on the video stream and Curtis Blue to my right and back in the studio, Nate Hudson, I'm Harlan Hutchison. Final again, 87-68. NEO with the win at the Civic Center tonight. And that'll wrap it up for this evening. And until our next broadcast Friday night, we say good night from the WPCC.